let's take a closer look at Edouard Julien and Joe Musgrove up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Saturday, March 16th. Happy 316 day to those who celebrate. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. These are the two players you wanted to hear about. So we will talk about Edouard Julien first. The ADP is 210. What an interesting player, Scott. Let's just quickly run through some pros and cons. Ridiculous eye at the plate, a 381 OBP as a rookie, tons of line drives, and he had a 13% barrel rate. That is all awesome. The cons. He struck out 31% of the time with a 50% ground ball rate. I would argue that he's too passive, almost Kevin Biggio-esque in that way. And he was really bad against lefties. Scott, what do we do with Edouard Julien?
Oh, yes. I want to like Edouard Julien. I dubbed him the Greek. No, I didn't call him the Greek god of walks. That's Kevin Youkilis. I dubbed him the French emperor of walks because of the obscene on-base percentages he had in the minors, around 440 down there. And as you pointed out, once he reached the majors, it's more like 380. So still very good. Maybe it gets better with more exposure, but it's just such an odd hitting profile that it's hard to feel confident in any projection you make for him. It's not just that he puts the ball on the ground a lot. It's that as a player with middling exit velocities, he is so opposite field focused that you wonder how he generates any power at all. You look at his spray chart, it's ridiculous how often he goes the other way. And usually to deliver power, those middling exit velocity guys have to really excel at pulling the ball. Julian's just the opposite. And yet he still managed to have 16 home runs in his 408 plate appearances last year. Pretty good. So is that going to continue? Could it even be more power than that? I'm open to it, but like the ways we normally evaluate players, it doesn't add up for me. Even what Julien did last year, what he did in the minors, what he did last year, he's been doing it clearly. So I want to say it'll continue. But it's hard to wrap your head around. And the fact that he might sit some against lefties because of those bad splits, I think confines him to the late rounds for now.
All right, let's talk about Joe Musgrove. The ADP for him is 99.8 as the 30th starting pitcher off the board. It was a year weird year last year in 2023 where he was limited to just 17 starts, missed the beginning of the year due to a fractured left big toe, dealt with elbow bursitis, and then went on the IL in August with capsule inflammation in his right shoulder. He was not limited this spring at all. He made, I think it was 3 or 4 starts. Most of the starts were bad. His most recent one was good. But Scott, if Joe Musgrove is healthy, 30th starting pitcher off the board, could turn out to be a huge value.
I mean, his 3 years with the Padres, his highest ERA in those 3 years is 318. His highest WHIP is 114. His lowest K per nine rate is right at a K per nine. What, 9 Ks per nine. So like he is, before the injuries last year, Joe Musgrove was as bankable as they come, not a true ace, but just behind that, as good as he is in ERA and WHIP. And he got off to a rough start this spring, really rough start. And coming back from a shoulder issue last year, I think that raised concerns for people. But his most recent start was good. I haven't heard any concerns about the velocity or anything like that, which would be a red flag coming back from a shoulder injury. Basically, what was reported with Joe Musgrove after having those rocky starts the first couple times, he pitched a B game for the Padres, so not an official game. And he was just, Manny Machado stood in at the plate against him and just looked at pitch after pitch and was able to point out to Joe Musgrove that he was opening up early and cutting the ball as a result. So he's getting this weird movement on his fastball that he's not supposed to get. And he was able to sort it out based on Manny Machado's observations. It felt really good by the end of that B game, said he was doing better with his curveball, better with location, execution after that. And lo and behold, gets back to an official spring game, looks like Joe Musgrove again. So I don't think there's any reason to worry about those early spring performances. Spring training is spring training after all. And we don't always get concrete explanations for everything, but we have it in Joe Musgrove's case. And given that track record, if you can get him as your number three, your SP3, I think that's great. You should take advantage of that.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Baseball Today in 5 podcast, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.